An Unforgettable Experience, narrated by Julie Abel, narrated for Cupido, in collaboration with Saga. An Unforgettable Experience by Nana Holbeck. The hot, humid air strikes us as we enter the packed nightclub. I immediately feel how my dress is sticking to my body, hanging over my skin like a tight piece of cling film. On the small dance floor, sweaty bodies are swaying to the South American rhythms that are blaring out of the big speakers. The dancing is close and sensual. Most of the men have their shirts open all the way down to their waist, whilst the anatomies of the women on the floor are barely concealed under thin layers of fabric. A tall, slender man comes up to me and pulls me out into the undulating sea of humanity. He presses me close and has no trouble moving me around and round to the hot-blooded rhythms. He's a good dancer, very good in fact, makes me feel lightweight and vague. I'm getting wasted. I'll be high soon, almost euphoric. It's almost like having sex in the middle of the dance floor. The steaming, sweaty bodies around us, the hard cock on my dance partner pressing into my stomach, his firm grip, and his hot breath on my neck. It all combines to give the dance a new meaning. It's a long, intoxicating movement towards orgasm. The music suddenly stops, and I come crashing back down to earth, with hot cheeks and a body racked with tension. I sit down with my girlfriend, who immediately notices what's happening. She has ordered a large foaming glass of beer, which I almost down in one. "Come here," she says, and I follow. She makes a path through the dense throng of bodies. We walk down the step staircase and through the door that really needs painting. The ladies' toilet is a semi-dingy room, barely separated from the men's, side by side by a glimpsy clipboard wall that is the height of a man. We go into the stall that can't be locked. My girlfriend pulls up her dress and sits down to pee. "I want to see you naked." Her proposal hits me like a slap in the face. But the fire burning in my body had me giggling to comply with her request, without fully knowing what exactly she was after. Yes, we are alone in the ladies, but the sound of male voice from behind the low wall is seeming to have a really arousing effect on me as I stand there completely naked on the cold floor. "Lovely. Turn around." "You're a right little piece, aren't you?" Her voice suddenly takes on a serious tone. I flinch and notice that my stomach is in knots. "Bend over and show me your pussy." For whatever reason, I do exactly as she commands and find an incredible amount of pleasure as I do it. I carefully spread my soft, swollen sex and show her my blossoming flower. She breathes heavily, and I can suddenly see that she's just as aroused as I am. Her eyes are shining, and she's both hands under her dress. She opens her blouse and moistens her small perky breasts. The situation is becoming more and more grotesque. "Come." Her voice is hoarse. I go right over to her. I shudder as she gently inserts a finger in my wet slit. Then another, and a third. My knees start to go weak.